NSA leaker Edward Snowden is still in limbo in a Moscow airport transit zone. He's been there since Sunday, waiting the fate of his application for asylum to Ecuador. Meanwhile, President Obama told reporters yesterday that the U.S. is not taking any drastic measures to bring Snowden back to the U.S. to face charges.
No, I'm not going to be scrambling jets to get a 29-year-old hacker.
Well, technically, Snowden isn't 29 anymore. He turned 30 last week. But there are much bigger questions at stake here.
What I'm really focused on is making sure, number one, that we are doing everything we can to prevent the kind of thing that happened at the NSA from happening again.
Now, the president may be focused on stopping leaks, and indeed, a lot of the news media covering the story is focused on stopping the leaks. But a lot of Americans still have questions about what those leaks had to say about NSA surveillance programs, the very ones that Ed Snowden brought to light. Well, with us is Senator Angus King. He sits on the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. Hello, Senator.
Hey, how are you? Nice to see you, Todd.
As I said, a lot of the media is focused on stopping leaks, and obviously the President of the United States, as we would imagine, wants to stop leaks. How well informed, given what you know about the two NSA programs that we know about, the telephone metadata and the internet surveillance of Facebook and Google and GChat and Skype, how well informed do you think the American public is now about the amount of surveillance that they are subjected to?
Well, I think they're reasonably well informed, although the way you just stated it was might contribute to the confusion. The latter case, the internet, is solely a program focused on foreigners. That's the authorization. That's the way it's designed. That's the way it's used.
But not if those foreigners come in contact with Americans, though. That's
well,
part of the
yes,
problem.
Well, yes, and so there are going to be those kinds of contacts. But that's really the focus of the program. There's this impression that somebody is sitting listening to every email and conversation that you and I have, and that's not true.
Senator Angus King is an independent senator from Maine. He joins us from Brunswick on the line. Senator, you sit on the Intelligence Committee, and one of the things that has come out of these revelations from Ed Snowden, these leaks, is how the Intelligence Committee operates, indeed how well-informed members of Congress are about programs like this. And we all expect members of the Intelligence Committee to be better informed than a rank-and-file member, but there's been quite a bit of reporting about how difficult it is, even for someone like you on the Intelligence Committee, to get specific answers to questions from briefers, and if you're not informed, the American public can't be informed, and that you can't legislate properly to stop a program you don't like or expand a program that you do. How well informed do you think you were about these programs before they came to light?
Well, it's a little I'm not the precise person to ask that question to because I wasn't on the committee until this January. My impression from talking to other senators who either had been on the committee or in the Senate was that there was debate about this. There was knowledge of what the outlines of the programs were, what the authorizations were, and that there was some pretty vigorous argument about it.
Meanwhile, Senator Ron Wyden from Oregon, who you know well and is one of the senior members of your committee, has complained bitterly that, yes, he knew about some of these programs, but that committee rules, even on certain things that weren't classified, prevented he or his staff from discussing it with anyone. And he feels like he couldn't legislate because there could be no public debate about some of these things. I know that you've heard those complaints. And so part of the question is whether people knew about things or not is one thing. Whether they can actually debate them and legislate is quite another.
Well, that's a really good point. And I really like Ron Wyden. And I think he's raised some very important points. This is tough stuff. I mean, this is sort of a classic dilemma facing governments and citizens for 1,000 years. And, you know, the fundamental role of government is to provide security. In the Constitution, the preamble, it talks about to ensure domestic tranquility and provide for the common defense. That's one of the reasons we form governments in the first place. The problem becomes you want a strong government to be able to protect you, but how are you protected from the government itself that you've created?
Well, meanwhile, Senator Angus King, Ed Snowden remains at large in Russia, as we mentioned. What do you think? Is it time to give up on him if he's going to head to Ecuador? Are we focused on the wrong thing and just sort of let him stay out there like Julian Assange? Should we be focused on him?
I think he ought to have to stay in the Moscow airport forever. I think that's a fitting fitting fate for this guy.
Well, in terms of practicality, though, are we going to be able to get him back? Should we?
Well, I think we should exercise whatever legal authorities. I think the president is right. We're not going to send a SEAL team in or something. But if there's a legal way to use the extradition process, I think we should. I mean, this guy, I've been thinking about this as the story has unfolded. And at first I thought, well, you know, he's trying to raise a public debate about important issues, and, you know, maybe he's more like a whistleblower. But I'll tell you, Todd, as it's gone on, I'm moving more and more over toward the treason end of the scale. It was one thing. Number one, there were other ways he could have brought this information to light. He could have gotten in touch with Ron Wyden, for one thing, who's very publicly been interested in this, or other members of the Senate or House Intelligence Committee. He could have gone to the Inspector General. There are a number of ways he could have raised the kind of concerns that he was talking about at first, about Americans' privacy. But then he goes to China and publicly talks about what our cyber efforts are with regard to China, and that's a whole different deal. And now we learned, he gave an interview to the South China Post where he said that he took the Booz Allen job specifically to get in a position
to
get this information so he could release it.
Right.
That sounds like treason to me.
The chairman of your committee, Senator Dianne Feinstein, certainly agrees with you there. Senator Angus King, while I have you here, I want to ask you about student loans, because federally backed student loan rates are about to expire in the next couple of days. There's no agreement in Congress. You were part of a bipartisan group that tried to strike a deal here to keep rates going, at least temporarily, and Democrats rejected it. Democrats seem divided on this. Is there going to be a solution to prevent college loan rates, these Stafford loans, from going up?
Well, I hope so, because there is a solution out there, and Joe Manchin and I and a group of Republicans, also Tom Carper of Delaware, have put something forward that we think makes sense even outside of the context of this crisis about how to solve this. And I think as they look at the facts and there may be some movement toward some kind of compromise. By the way, what we're proposing is pretty close to what the president proposed. It's pretty close to a bill already passed in the House. So
indeed.
I think there's a solution out there, but we just got to, well, you know, Congress, we got to get to the precipice and then maybe a little bit more. By the way, Todd, did you do your book report before Sunday night? I mean,
right. I understand what you're saying.
We don't have a tendency to put these things off.
Well, Senator Angus King, you're an independent and you're new, and you might be forgiven for thinking that coming up with a bipartisan plan with five or six senators from both parties would solve a problem in the Senate. That's a student loan plan that the White House came up with that Democrats absolutely hate. So we'll see if there's a solution over the next couple of weeks. Senator Angus King, independent from Maine, joining us on the line. Thank you, Senator.
Hey, thanks, Todd. Good to talk to you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.